Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
Well, Brad's not actually in. Sorry about lying to you. I love you. This is Ryan. We are in here, though. It is still the Manny Fry Show. Drew is in here. Ethan is rejoining us from Wiggins America early in the show. I asked Ethan to come back because we were talking about the Simone Biles stuff and the Riley Gaines thing. I will say this. If you wanted to attack Riley Gaines, don't attack her based on the actual experience she had. That's why she's such a good spokesperson for this issue of men and women's sports, is because she was directly impacted by it. Now, if you hate Riley Gaines, for whatever reason, I don't know why you would, but if you really hated...
She went to Kentucky. Gosh.
Okay, if you're a huge Gross. Buckeyes fan and you hate Kentucky or whatever... and you want to attack Riley Gaines, you could say that, oh, she's made a whole career out of this one event, which she absolutely has. She's made a career. You could say, you're just a grifter. You're using your position now to make money. Well, she's become an advocate. So the opposite side is no, but you didn't ask for this. She didn't go into that sport thinking, hopefully, a guy will become Leah Thomas and beat me at a swim meet. You know, like, she didn't try for that, but she accepted the role as is, and she is what she is now. And you could say, well, you've profited off of that. Okay, fine, whatever. I don't even think that's true. But that's not what Simone Biles did. She attacked her for just... this is why I asked Ethan to come back in. Can you just read again the tweets that she used against, that she put out against Riley Gaines? I'll give you a second to bring
them up. As they pull them up here, yeah. Yes. Good thing I have speedy thumbs. Okay. The first one said, and this was in response to Riley Gaines tweeting out her criticism of the Minnesota state champion softball team that had a biological male as their starting pitcher that dominated the competition all the way up to state. Bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a male, tagging Riley Gaines.
Which is weird because Riley Gaines isn't that tall or anything.
She's listed as, and she, Riley actually put a video out about this weekend.
I saw that too.
I guess she's listed on Wikipedia as 5'9". She's actually 5'5".
Okay.
And they got the tape measure out, her and her husband, and they showed it. And like, she's 5'5". So that was the first one. That was the first tweet.
And I saw, too, that there's a lot of discussion after the fact about Simone Biles body shaming her and saying, look, if you want to go against somebody your own size, go against a man. That wasn't a height thing. That was actually a muscle mass thing.
Right.
But then they drudged up a bunch of stuff that Simone Biles had dealt with the same thing. Because when you're a gymnast, you become very muscular.
Very muscular, yes.
And they found all kinds of people bullying her and saying, you look like a guy and all this stuff. And her saying, this is really unfair that you're treating me that way. So if that's what she meant by it, how hypocritical.
Isn't it funny how that works? And then the second one says, and this was in, this was quote tweeting a picture that Riley Gaines had posted saying, a picture of the state champion team saying, comments off, LOL, to be expected when your star player is a boy. And it was them holding the championship trophy. So Simone Biles responds to that and says, Riley Gaines, you're truly sick. All of this campaigning because you lost a race. Straight up sore loser. You should be uplifting the trans community and perhaps finding a way to make sports inclusive or creating a new avenue where trans feel safe in sports. Maybe a transgender category in all sports, but instead you bully them. One thing for sure is no one in sports is safe with you around. With lots of exclamation points.
Okay. There's one aspect of that tweet that I think deserves a lot more discussion. And that is the idea from Simone Biles that we should create a special category for every sport for just trans athletes. Now, first of all, if that's what Simone Biles is saying would be a good alternative to all the back and forth that we are in now, aren't you then in favor of full segregation? Am I wrong?
Yes, I mean, it would probably, exactly.
It
you
would
are.
Probably just be like guys going to female, right?
Well, that's the other way I was going to approach this is that if you indeed you said, okay, that's the solution, is that you have men who present as men, to use that language, and women who present as women. So those are male and female sports. But we have this other category now of just trans sports, where it's only men presenting as women competing against women who present as men. You're still going to have the same exact issue of men, regardless of how they present, still beating women.
Here's the thing, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think Riley Gaines cares if transgenders have their own their own category, their own sector of
sports.
I don't think she cares. She just wants them out of women's sports.
Yes.
So why is it Riley Gaines' responsibility? Maybe you should be working to have this category for them. Riley Gaines doesn't care if they're in their own category. She just wants them out of women's sports. Why don't you do that, Simone Biles?
That's another great point. That's why I wanted to land on that point in particular, because there's so many ridiculous things about it to suggest that, let's say, the NCAA gets together and goes, you know what, this is such a divisive issue, so terrible, let's come up with this new category of just trans sports. First of all, I would watch that.
Well, you're also taking away scholarships from both pure men and pure women.
Well, that's another issue.
Have, like,
that's another issue. Yeah. But let's say the NCAA comes along and says, people all commenting now on what a trans league would be like. Okay, cool. That's fine. That's the part. That's the point of the segment. So the trans league comes into existence. NCAA says, we condone this. We fully go into segregation, which is what that would be. And now you have this full trans league of sports in the NCAA. Mm-hmm. You're right. Riley Gaines would be fine with that because her goal is not to exclude people from sports. It's to keep men out of just women's sports. That's it. So the criticism itself makes no sense. And the solutions that she's providing, I mean, they don't really make any sense either, but they're not even really addressing what Riley's doing.
It makes no sense. There's so many different things being thrown up and thrown out there in these couple of tweets. There is, I love that Simone Biles is literally saying, you are bullying these people. And then she turns around and she bullies Riley Gaines.
Thank you.
There is so many different things that don't make sense about this. And I have to imagine that her PR people are probably like, oh no, why did you do this? Like, this, if there's a way to do it, this is definitely not the way to do it.
Right. And you're right? Simone Biles.
If you're going to represent the 20%, or it's probably less than that, but if you're going to represent like the small percentage, right, this is not the way to do it, by doing it in a super aggressive form where, I mean, could you probably pick apart maybe a thing here or two about something that Riley Gaines in the past has said? I'm sure you probably could, or maybe she came off a little bit too aggressive or something, right? But you have to understand what her goal is and what the purpose of what she is doing is for the good of women. And you would think that someone like Simone Biles, who has overcome so much, the child sex abuse that she had to endure, the mental health issues, you would think that she would understand this and that she would be a champion of this. How many of those gold medals does Simone Biles have if she's competing against biological males?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because then you're getting back to the original point of the argument here. So past all the other goofy stuff, mm-hmm. you get past that and you get to the original argument, which is that Riley Gaines should not be trying to keep men out of women's sports. That's transphobic or whatever. Then you go back and you find it's another wrinkle to the story here. Simone Biles, not that long ago, 2017, tweeted out, good thing guys don't compete against girls or he'd take all the gold medals.
That was the exact tweet?
Simone Biles, I'll read it again. Good thing guys don't compete against girls or he'd take all the gold medals. What are you thinking? That is not that long ago from Simone Biles. And here's the other thing that drives me crazy. We're probably in a place now where because she, and I just went through her Twitter looking for that tweet before you came in so that I could read it too. I had to dig through quite a bit of, because it was a comment on a tweet. It wasn't like she just tweeted this out.
Okay.
So it was hard to find. But I had to dig through a lot. She's posting about Pride Month a lot.
I saw that.
And so
I did see that.
Wonder, like, in the attention economy that we're in. Mm-hmm. And this is why I opened by saying, look, if you want to criticize Riley Gaines for basically turning this into a profession for her and making money off of it, you can. I'm not criticizing her for it, but if that would be a way to say, look, you've profited off of this.
Sure.
That's a way to do that. You could. Sure. But in this attention economy that we're in, does Simone Biles now get lots of speaking engagements for LGBTQ, for Pride Month, for whatever? Is she putting herself, now, maybe that wasn't even her goal, but is that an outcome of what she's done? Because here's what's crazy. She didn't even need that. In digging through her tweets, I saw that just a couple weeks ago, amazingly, Simone Biles was in St. Louis giving a speech at a commencement ceremony, I think for Wash U.
Yeah, her husband is from here. He plays in the NFL, and he is originally from St. Louis.
Okay,
yeah.
So she was already getting, and I don't know if that's paid or not. It might be. I would think that probably a commencement speech is. She's a pretty big name. Now, I guess to be top billed, and look, Congress people do this. I'm not saying it's just entertainers. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC do this, if you want to use both sides of the aisle. They go out there and Matt Gaetz, you just instigate. You instigate, and make yourself the center of attention. And then you become a name, and then you get paid to do stuff. Whether that's a speaking engagement or appearances or whatever, you get paid to do that. The stupid Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil, she is a multi, I don't know if she's a millionaire. She's
100%
is. She made a lot of money.
She's made a lot of money off that stupid phrase. Part of the way that she gets paid.
Wait, Ethan, tell
what? Go. You like to look on your face.
That is where she made her initial money, yes.
What does she do now, Ethan?
She's on OnlyFans.
Oh, is she? I should have known. But I know that even before that, she was getting paid to go to clubs and just walk around so that people could be like, I was at the whatever club.
I saw the Cash Me Outside
Girl. And she gets paid $50,000 to walk around a party and maybe not even walk up to a microphone. But if she did, she'd walk up to the microphone and go, hey, everybody, Cash Me Outside. They're like, whoa! And she's making a year's salary that the rest of us are working our butts off for by walking through a club because she was on Dr. Phil being a complete idiot. But that's the attention economy that we live in. And again, I don't know whether Simone Biles is trying to get there, but I do imagine that this would help with that.
Because you don't make a ton off the Olympics in general. You make it off endorsements like doing mm-hmm. events like you're saying.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Exactly. So, again, don't know if that was her point, but
this is frustrating, but like I said, I think the saddest part is that, you know, for a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there that look up to her because of her story, but there's also simultaneously a lot of people that are passionate about this issue, and for those things to butt heads with each other to coincide is going to, unfortunately, for Simone Biles, put her in a bad rap, and that's sad. I think that's more sad than it is anything, in my opinion.
I'm telling you for a fact, I know Democrats, good friends, in Chicago. Not only are they Democrats, but they like work for Democrats. Mm-hmm. Independent contract stuff, that they do stuff for Democrats. They think that the men and women's sports issue is so stupid. And they hate the fact that that's their side, because they're like, look, I don't even support this stuff, but I don't know how to get away from it. I don't like it, and the politicians that I know, they don't really like it, but they can't get away because that's the activist class.
The party is split, right? Because then you're losing some of your own vote.
Today's YouTube live chat poll is, would you support a trans league in the NCAA? Would you watch all trans sports? Just kidding. It's not today's YouTube live chat poll. It's who's winning.
We have tomorrow's.
We have tomorrow's, though. Who's winning on illegal immigration? Is it Republicans or is it Democrats? We'll give you the results of that poll at the end of this hour before we hand it over to Mark Reardon. Stick around. More coming up.
Ooh, I point a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of it.
Are you ready for a tinfoil hat moment?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to be bold and say this. And, you know, you can take issue with this all you want. I do not think he won in a free and fair election. How do you like that? Yeah, I said it. I'm Kathy Griffin, and I do not think Trump won in a free and fair election. I believe there was tampering. I don't know. I don't know if it was the Elon connection. I don't know if it was just a few good old boys in the South who didn't do the, you know, I mean, what they accuse us of, if you remember Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, What they tend to accuse us of is what we find out they themselves did.
Okay. Kathy Griffin is now opening that can of worms and saying that, and this is not just Kathy Griffin. I've seen this floated quite a bit in the old leftist circles. They don't want to quite come out and say it like she did, that Trump did not actually win that election. He stole it. And we're not sure how, but we know he's friends with Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is a genius with tech stuff. Unless he's doing things we don't like, in which case he's an idiot. Not really sure I follow the logic, but one thing she says there is that a few good old boys from the South did, and then she stops, and then she doesn't ever say what they did. Mm-hmm. So would that be in just Georgia? Because otherwise the good old boys in the South would have had to go to Nevada and Pennsylvania and go to states that
all the swing states.
All the swing states, which were not there, yeah. And affect things. So I'm not really sure, like, if it's elected officials, if it's, you know, the governors of Alabama that are doing this, but somehow influencing Wisconsin. I don't know. But it's fun to be on this side of it, I will tell you that. Is it okay, Drew, to talk about election interference now?
I mean, didn't Dominion just win their lawsuit against Fox, a ginormous lawsuit?
Yes.
With the voting machines. So
they did.
Technically, you can't say that there's election interference.
She didn't say voting machines.
Okay.
You know, she in fact, she stops before she really ever says anything. she just says, I think that he cheated and it wasn't free and fair. And that's pretty much all she says. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's worried about the lawsuits.
Where has Kathy Griffin been?
Oh, she's out there doing that stuff, holding Trump's head, and
yeah, she's hated Trump since the beginning.
Oh yeah, I actually there was a time where I considered this never would have happened, but I was friends with Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live. She's a very conservative comedian, mm-hmm. And I thought it would be great to cast them. If I was pitching a show, and one of the shows that I was pitching had an episode that had two witches in it. It was kind of a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be great to have the witches be played by Victoria Jackson and Kathy Griffin.
Okay.
Like complete mm-hmm. opposite sides of the political spectrum. That never happened. That's my personal connection to Kathy Griffin, even though she didn't know it. Yeah. how about this one, Drew? Greta Thunberg, you're familiar with her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to read. I like doing this. I like reading the story backwards to give you the story kind of like in as it played out instead of giving you the end first. She was on something that they're calling the selfie yacht. Have you heard any of this?
Never heard of it.
Okay. You know who she is, though.
Yeah.
She's the climate activist.
How dare you?
Thank you very much. You were ready. She's, I think, 21-ish now, maybe 22. But she started when she was like 16. And she became this, you know, this celebrity for supporting the climate. Now she's supporting Gaza. Okay. So I guess the climate is passé.
Yeah.
And Gaza is now where she is planting her flag. And she was on a yacht full of apparently influencers. And they called it the selfie yacht. Now, the weird thing is that when they have kind of some wide footage of people on the yacht, like everybody's doing selfies and talking to camera, and there was one person doing it where you could see everybody in the background, all of them doing that.
Sounds like a nightmare.
On the yacht, doesn't it sound terrible?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like all solipsist. Don't even try.
I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what that is. So
solipsistic. Did I get it at the end? self-gratifying is what I was trying to say. The passengers are safe and were provided with sandwiches and water, wrote the Israeli Defense Fund, the Defense Forces. So the Israeli military captured their ship heading toward Gaza, and then it got really crazy because apparently what they determined was that they had pre-recorded videos knowing that that was the plan and saying that they were being held hostage by Israel because of their support for Gaza.
So they found the footage, the pre-recorded
footage? I guess these videos are out there. I chose not to play them because I'm like, I don't want to just go into all that. But But yeah, like, and I think she's the biggest name on this thing. But if you're in that world, there's probably a bunch of other people that you go, oh yeah, they're somebody. Yeah. I don't know them though. Photos showed the crew and like, so these hostage, like we're all hostages and like, it was very dramatic. But then Israel showed that they just kind of said, you can't be here. This is, you're coming into our water.
Yeah.
And we don't know what your intentions are. So we don't think that you're a threat, but we certainly can't just let you come and do whatever you want. And they knew that that was the case. And so Israel posted photos of themselves deboarding or doing whatever they're going to do, giving them sandwiches. Like, it wasn't hostile.
Yeah.
And yet they're posting, well, we were held captive, we're hostages, and all this stuff. Well, it gets even funnier because after it became a thing, then Israel decided, oh, okay, you guys are not just here innocently. You're trying to show support for basically Hamas,
yeah,
without saying Hamas. So now, because they are actually held captive, technically, I guess you could say hostage, but I don't know. It would be not
detained.
Detained. They are going to be forced to watch footage of the October 7th terror attack.
There you go.
Now that is gruesome. They intercepted this selfie yacht and have said, okay, let's get serious here, because they're realizing this was this big stunt. So it's just a crazy story, because this, again, I mean, we kind of concluded the last segment talking about this, that we live in this attention economy. And if your goal, it's weird, because her goal almost constantly seems like to get arrested.
Right. But that's what I was going to say. What is their intention? Like, what did they think was going to happen?
Well, she's arrested all the time.
Yeah.
And she goes and does these things. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's in L.A. tonight. Well, she won't be because she's detained. But if she were in L.A. soon, just, you know, linking arms and sitting in a freeway somewhere. Like, she's constantly being arrested. And it's like those old 60s protesters. Like, it's the nonviolent resistance. She does kind of do that. She's not violent, but she's just annoying. And you're not really sure what point she's making. And here's the reason I even brought this story up is because I want somebody to verify. I've been trying really hard to verify this video, but I the video looks real. So I don't think that it's an AI video. The question is it what they're saying it is? Because there's a video floating around on the internet of this selfie yacht going past an actual boat of Sudanese refugees in like one of those little floaties.
Yeah.
And so the footage is real. I just don't know if it's actually the selfie yacht. But if it is, it's even more amazing, because they float right by these actual refugees who are like waving at them, going like, help, help, help.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look made up. Like I said, it's not AI. I know that. And but it looks, there's not enough drama in the video for it to look like a made up video. So that's why I'm like, maybe this is real. And I just want somebody to try to like confirm that, because I keep trying to confirm it. And here's the thing. Nobody's denied that it's real, but nobody's confirmed that it's real either.
Where did you find it?
It was on X.
Okay.
But okay. I mean, I'll tell you the truth is, there is a video of a yacht, and it might be the selfie yacht.
So somebody taking a video of the yacht.
Like from far away. So somebody in another boat,
interesting,
has like wide footage.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, maybe this, I know the video is real. I just don't know if it's selfie yacht. Of a yacht going right past a little boat of Sudanese refugees.
Yeah,
and not helping them.
I definitely want to see it.
Please confirm.
Yeah,
if that's true, because the commentary was all, oh, look, you're supporting Gaza, like in theory, knowing you're never going to actually do anything to actually get there. They knew they were going to get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you went right by real refugees from a nation that is at absolute like terror war with itself. And you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So if that's true, it just wouldn't surprise me. Real quick, other story before we get to the end of this break here. Very, very different style of story, too. Have you heard that Donald Trump is going to add on to the White House?
Okay. That's definitely a Trump move.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't believe more presidents wouldn't do this.
And the yard, that like White House lawn is huge. Got a lot of space there.
Yeah. And it's a lot of it's very old. And it's so it was built to be big back when things weren't as big. Like if you look at the Titanic compared to a modern cruise ship, it's like a tiny little ship. You know, yeah. Same kind of principle applies here. Whenever they do events, you can go into this room, but it's huge for 1835. Nowadays, yeah. It's like that's a pretty small room. So he says that he wants to add a big, beautiful ballroom onto the White House. And here's the crazy thing. He's been trying to do it for years.
Yeah.
So this predates even this administration. Now, I don't know if it predates his first term, but he was definitely, there's audio of him. I heard Kilmeade play this about 2 months ago, and I'm like, that is fascinating. And I hadn't heard it come back up until this story, that he was trying to convince Biden and the Biden administration to pay for this ballroom. And he's like, look, I don't know if I'll ever be president again at the time, but while I was there, it just was so much red tape of trying to get this approval and that approval. He said, I will just personally, I'm a real estate guy. I will pay for it and build it. You don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to get the funding. I'll just do it. When he wasn't even president, because he wanted to add the ballroom so bad.
It's so interesting.
Isn't it?
A golden ballroom?
Something like that. He says, quote, just inspected the site of the new ballroom that will be built. Compliments of a man known as Donald J. Trump at the White House, said Donald J. Trump in a Truth Social post. For 150 years, presidents and many others have wanted a beautiful ballroom, but it never got built because nobody previously had any knowledge or experience in doing such things. But I do, like maybe nobody else. And it will go up quickly and be a wonderful addition, very much in keeping with the magnificent White House itself.
I could see where that would be a problem. Like if they find cocaine in the ballroom, like whose cocaine is it, you know?
No, explain. What are you talking about?
The Joe Biden library.
Yeah. But this is the White House.
Yeah.
This isn't the library. This isn't like after the fact.
Oh, so the library is not attached?
Oh, you mean when they found cocaine in, but why would the ballroom be any different?
I don't know. I'm just saying it could be an issue.
Okay. I will acknowledge that, even though I don't know exactly why that's top of mind. that if they find cocaine in any part of the White House, whether it be the old part or the ballroom, that should be an issue.
I'm just saying they can't figure out what's going on in the library. How could they figure out? If you got a ballroom, you probably have a lot of people in there, a lot of moving parts. It'd be hard to monitor. That's my only thing.
Okay. So, Drew, your big concern is that if you add on to the White House, that's just more space for people to do coke.
Sure. Sure.
All right. Well, maybe we shouldn't then. I mean, if there's just more drug use going to happen everywhere, maybe we shouldn't make the White House bigger.
somebody said, pretty sure the ballroom won't have cubbies. So, there you go.
Won't have what does that mean? Cubbies like the baseball team, or cubby holes like drink holders?
Oh, cubbies like you never had cubbies in school when you were younger. It's like lockers without the door.
No.
Okay.
Right. No clue.
I've never heard of a cubby.
Apparently, everybody has moved past where I'm at in this conversation. All right, let's take a short break and come back and regroup. You know what? I said that we had some really, going into the 1:45 break, I said that we had some really interesting content coming up. I'm going to do that now. I've waited so long.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That it's time that we talk about what I've really wanted to talk about the whole show. That's coming up next.
So take the photographs and still frames and...
I'm trying to pull up the results of the poll here. If you haven't voted yet, who is winning on illegal immigration? I'll just tell you right now what I'm thinking about this topic, and it's that I actually think that public perception is definitely in the Republicans' favor because that's one of the highest polling issues. It might be the highest polling issue that Donald Trump has had even to the current date. And it continues to hold high as one of the reasons that people voted for him and continue to support him. So in that sense, I would say Republicans are winning. But the converse and why I'm actually voting Democrats in this is that they have done a very, very good, bad job of importing millions of millions of people with the express purpose being that they're going to make them voters. If you missed me walking through that at the beginning of the show, go back and get the podcast, Annie Fry Show podcast, and you'll hear. I mean, it's right out there in the open how they've done this. They've tried to legalize illegal immigration, immigrant voting in lots of little areas, cities, municipalities. They haven't done it at statewide levels because they knew it wouldn't pass. In fact, courts have shot down even most of the city ones. But they've tried, and full city council, like the city council of New York, has in 2021 passed a resolution that illegal immigrants could vote in New York City elections. It didn't hold, but it took years for that to be struck down by courts eventually. And that was the goal. That's the goal the whole time. That's why Republicans had to pass the SAVE Act in the House that was shot down in the Senate currently. I mean, it's still sitting there because... Democrats won't vote for it. And if you don't know what the SAVE Act is, that's just saying you have to be a citizen. You have to prove you're a citizen to vote. I don't know why anybody would be against that, but Democrats have shot it down and they won't. They're filibustering it in the Senate is what they're doing. So it won't become a law. Before we get to the end of the show, again, you can vote in that YouTube live chat poll. We'll give you the results here in just a couple minutes. But this is what I've been waiting to talk about the whole time.
Thank God.
I'm struggling with sleep. And if you've listened to the Annie Fry Show for any amount of time, you've heard me probably talk about Fonz Family Dentistry and doing live endorsements for Dr. Ty Parker. And I absolutely still endorse getting one of those sleep apnea mouth guards. I've slept with it for years. The minute, true story, I'm not even paid for this or anything. I'm just saying. the minute I got that thing was probably 13 years ago now. And I wouldn't have even known that it existed except my friend happened to be a dentist, Ty. And he goes, oh, yeah, like, I don't know if we went on a trip or something, because we do have guys' trip every year, but this was even before that. Maybe I just said that I was snoring real bad or something, that I was tired. I don't know. But he goes, you need to get tested for sleep apnea, and then I'll give you one of these mouth guards. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so it took me a process of even doing it, because I didn't know if it was really something helpful, but he had suggested it, and I trust him. So I went through the process and got this thing. And I mean, the first night I used it, I woke up at like 2 a.m. and was like, I'm fully rested. I could get up right now. Yeah. And it was awesome. But you have to adjust it to continue to kind of move it out, because you get used to what that is too. You know, like wherever it's at, your body kind of gets used
to
that too.
So it's kind of like a PSYOP a little bit, where you keep having, like, they push you to do it more and more.
Well, yes, except that you can adjust it yourself. So it's not like you have to go back and keep paying for more. Okay. You just adjust it yourself. Like every couple weeks, you just kind of like move it back a little click. And then you get another 2 weeks of fine sleep. In fact, I don't adjust it for longer than that, and I'm fine. But that's kind of the idea. And so I've been using this thing forever. The problem is it reduced my snoring. I get great sleep. I mean, I sleep hard. But and I get 8 hours. And if I don't get 8 hours, I'm like, I want eight.
Yeah.
After so long of like, my wife says, look, it reduced your snoring, mm-hmm. but it didn't eliminate it. So we just went on vacation, and so all anew, the kids were having to realize again, like, oh, no, I got to sleep with Dad. Dad snores.
Wow.
And so we've been, you know, dealing with this. Well, just so happens that right when I got back from vacation, I also had my CPAP fitting. So I've been going through that process the whole time. So I finally, on Thursday of last week, got my CPAP. And the goal wasn't that I would sleep better. It was just that I needed to try to get rid of some of the snoring, mainly for my wife.
Have you tried any of the nasal sprays that, like, apparently it opens up your sinuses and helps you sleep a little bit better and reduces snoring?
I think I don't know if I've tried it recently, but I've tried a lot of stuff, and a lot of it will help you temporarily. Like even the Breathe Right strips and some of that stuff. Like it all helps. It's just none of it got rid of my snoring.
How bad is your snoring?
I don't know. I'm asleep.
That's fair.
I should ask her to record it.
Never. No apps.
No, I don't really use that stuff. I only know because if I sleep near somebody, they tell me I'm snoring.
Yeah.
So I finally got the CPAP, and here's what's really weird. They told me, oh, it'll take you a little bit of time to get used to it. And here's where I need some advice, because I'm like, is this normal? The first night, I was sleeping so light with it on because it was so different. And maybe it was just uncomfortable because I'm not used to it, mm-hmm. that I felt like I wasn't really getting into sleep.
Yeah.
And like so after,
yeah.
Yeah, so my wife said, well, you were sleeping, but I was like barely getting into sleep. So after a couple hours, I'm like, I got to take this thing off.
Yeah.
But the problem is the insurance will only cover it if you wear it for 4 hours a night, like for the first few months.
How do they know?
It's all electronic now. they can see it. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So I got to try to keep wearing this thing. So then last night, I tried again. This is my second night wearing it last night. And here's what's really crazy, because I've never dealt with this. I sleep really sound, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on, and I'm trying to breathe more through my nose and all that stuff, because they tell, you know, that's the way to do it. And I started, there's probably a name for this, and if I'm using this name inappropriately, oh, it's the full mask. People are asking online. It's not the nose one. It's the full, like, over the mouth and nose. I started to doze off, and is it called sleep paralysis?
Oh, yeah.
Where I wanted to move, but I couldn't. Like, my brain was telling me, mm-hmm. you need to, like, roll over, or you need to
do something.
Like, yeah. I needed to move my hands, and I don't know if it was to, like, move the blanket on me or something like that, but I needed to move my hands.
Yeah.
And my brain was telling me to do it, and I could not move.
Yeah, that's sleep paralysis. And then I think the next step, have you ever heard the legend of, I think it comes from the South, but, like, the demon sitting on your chest? Like, when... you know what I'm talking
about?
I've heard it. Yeah. So has that happened?
No, this
to you,
wasn't
or?
That. This was more like I just needed to move, And so I was in this like place of sleep that I usually am not. I'm usually so deep that I can't even remember my dreams, or I'm just falling asleep. And so I was kind of in this in between, and it's got to be because of the CPAP, that I was asleep but not deep enough. And so that happened, and I was like, I was trying to work myself into a panic to wake myself up enough to move.
Yeah.
And I guess I eventually got there.
So I get up, like, I work in radio, so sometimes I'm up at like 3 a.m. and I might go to bed at like 12. So I know exactly the level of sleep you're talking about, and I reached that the other day. So I
what level are you talking about?
Like, where you're like awake, you might be asleep, but you feel like you're awake.
Yeah.
Because I had a dream where I woke up and I was exactly in my room, the exact same spot. And I thought I saw somebody. So then I like picked something up and threw it and then just woke up.
Ooh.
So maybe you have to start seeing things.
No, I don't want to do that. I was already, here's the problem. I was already sleeping well. So this isn't like trying to solve a problem. I just want to be able to sleep near other people and not out on a couch or in a different room.
You get put on the couch a lot, or
yeah. And now I'm in this situation where I gotta use it, or the insurance won't pay for it. So I'm like, well, I'm kind of caught here.
There's got to be a way around it, though. Right?
And then so then I'm like, okay, well, I'll go back to sleep, and I did, and then it happened again, where I knew, oh, that thing's happening again. I could feel it. Where I'm like, I got to move, but I can't move. So I worked myself into a panic quicker so that I could wake up. And it worked. But man, I'm like, I'm only two nights into this. And Drew, normally, like, I do a lot. I do real estate on the side. I do like lots of stuff. I'm just always busy. I got three kids. Summer's great because we finally get to relax a little bit.
Right.
And now I don't get to sleep. So I'm worried that I'm at this point where I finally have gotten to like, okay, summer's a little chill, and yet I'm not going to be able to sleep like I want to because I got to use this thing for at least 90 days. Well, that's the whole summer. So I just, I'm looking at your comments right now. I appreciate it. Quick Rick says, have to tell you, Ryan, my wife realized the snoring stopped, but she couldn't live with the noise the CPAP machine made.
100%.
See, I don't know about all that because the CPAP itself, this one doesn't seem that loud. I don't know. I appreciate all the advice, though. Keep it coming. The YouTube live chat poll, like we said, we're going to get to the results here. Who is winning on illegal immigration? Drew, do you have any thoughts before we give the results?
I would say since Trump took office, I would say Republicans, just because of how drastically different it was from the Biden administration, or is from the Biden administration. So, yeah.
I actually am voting Democrats in this, not because I'm happy with the way things are going, but because Democrats succeeded in importing what we'll say 13 million people illegally. And now the playbook is to stop them from being deported. And the playbook seems to be working. I mean, the amount of people the Trump administration would have to deport to just get back to where they were in 2020, that to me is going to be pretty much impossible. So as far as public sentiment goes, I would say Republicans. But as far as, you know, practical on the ground, getting the work done, Democrats have done this. It was a move they made. And they're right now winning that. And I hate to say that, but that is the case. You disagree with me, though. I'm looking at the results right now. Who's winning on illegal immigration? 89% say Republicans are winning. That is a massive win for Republicans. 11% say Democrats. So obviously you disagree with me. But thanks for listening today. Mark Reardon is coming up next. I think Brad will be back tomorrow. I'll be back hosting tomorrow again. And then Wednesday, hey, we're all back. So keep tuning in to the Annie Fry Show. And of course, keep it here for Mark Reardon. He's going to be talking a lot about that Simone Biles story that we were talking about, and Riley Gaines. Of course, he has Riley on pretty regularly, so maybe that'll happen too. I can't guarantee. I just know that he has a relationship with lots of people that I don't necessarily know, and that's pretty cool. So stick around. Mark Reardon coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.